What are you doing? Then I'm just, oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
You know the last time the heat I took from this program?
The list of people Trump has attacked includes black NFL athletes, black college basketball players, a black congresswoman, and a mayor who's a woman of color. And who's on the list of people Trump hasn't attacked? Dictators, Nazis, and an accused sexual predator who cosplays as creepy Yosemite Sam.
Roy Moore, of course, whom 9 women have accused of assaulting them, groping them, or pursuing them. Some of them were when they were teenagers, and he was in their 30s.
We've seen 8 or 9 women come forward and share very intimate stories about how they were abused as children. You have the community, Trump voters, too, by the way. You have the community having a mall watch out on him. And despite what Donald Trump said, that he was strongly denied it, he did not strongly deny it. He just said that he asked the mother's permission and that he never assaulted anyone, and we haven't really heard much from him since.
It has now been 12 days that Donald Trump has been holding back, refusing to answer those shouted questions about pedophilia allegations against Roy Moore.
A man was banned from the mall.
They said, how are you going to change the pageant? And I said, I'm going to get the bathing suits to be smaller and the heels to be higher.
Women are very special. I think it's a very special time, because a lot of things are coming out, and I think that's good for our society, and I think it's very, very good for women. And I'm very happy a lot of these things are coming out, and I'm very happy it's being exposed.
Women are very special, and I'm very happy it's being exposed. And I'm going to throw my weight as a man accused of sexual misconduct by more than a dozen women behind a man accused of sexual misconduct by 9 women.
Even as more and more women have come forward to share their stories about Moore, a warning, some may find those stories disturbing.
Basically laid out some blankets on the floor of his living room and proceeded to seduce me. He removed my clothing. He left the room and came back in wearing his white underwear. And he touched me over my clothing, what was left of it. And he tried to get me to touch him as well.
Then he just grabbed my behind. I mean, forcefully grabbed it. And I didn't even react. I just walked out.
What was going through your mind in that moment?
I was so ashamed.
Mr. Moore reached over and began groping me and putting his hands on my breast. I tried fighting him off while yelling at him to stop. But instead of stopping, he began squeezing my neck, attempting to force my head onto his crotch.
Roy Moore denies these allegations and further says he does not even know you.
I wonder how many me's he doesn't know.
These women have now become the central figures in the Trump presidency.
Who are you going to believe? 9 women who don't know each other and whose stories have been corroborated by dozens of independent sources?
Do you believe these allegations to be true?
I believe the women, yes.
Does the president believe Roy Moore's accusers, or does he think Roy Moore should drop out of this race?
Look, the president believes that these allegations are very troubling and should be taken seriously, and he thinks that the people of Alabama should make the decision on who their next senator should be.
So that's a no, he thinks Roy Moore should stay in?
Look, the president said in his statement earlier this week that if the allegations are true, then that Roy Moore should step aside. He still firmly believes that.
Maybe. How would the president like to see that truth proven?
Look, I'm not going to get into and litigate back and forth, but the president's been clear that if any of these allegations are true, allegations that he takes very seriously, finds very troubling, if those do happen to be true, then he should do the right thing and step aside.
Does the president believe the accusations themselves, that is to say the women themselves and their own credibility, can be established outside of them making these allegations? What's the mechanism by which the president would be satisfied that the allegations are true?
Look, I don't think the president's laid out what the mechanisms are. That should be determined possibly by a court of law. But that's also something in a decision that the people of Alabama need to make, not the president, whether or not they want Roy Moore to support them in the Senate.
Yeah. Sarah, Ivanka Trump says that she has no reason not to believe the women who come forward. Does the president disagree with her position?
Look, the president's not disagreeing with anybody. He's saying that he finds the allegations to be extremely troubling. He doesn't know any more than you do on this fact, other than that these are something that should be taken very seriously and that the people of Alabama should be the ones to make the decision on whether or not to support Roy Moore.
Matthew, thank you, Sarah. Having the information that we have and the information that the people of Alabama have, would President Trump vote for Roy Moore?
The president's not a voter in Alabama, so
I know he's not, but he endorses candidates all the time in states that he's not a voter, and he says, I would vote for this person or I wouldn't. Would he vote for Roy Moore?
I haven't asked him if he would vote for Roy Moore.
Would you get back to us on that?
Yes, John?
Thank you, Sarah. A number of Republican senators have pulled their endorsement for Roy Moore. They urged him to step aside. Senator Shelby said he wouldn't even vote for him. He writes one in on the ballot. Senator Cruz has pulled his endorsement. The president is not only president of the United States, commander-in-chief, he's also leader of the Republican Party. Why won't he weigh in on this? Why won't he take the same type of strong position that these other Republican senators have taken on Roy Moore?
Look, the president supported the decision by the RNC to withdraw resources from this race, but feels it's up to the people of Alabama to make the decision. I don't have anything further to add on that front.
Sarah.
James.
You say that the president finds these allegations against Mr. Moore, Judge Moore, to be very troubling, extremely troubling, etc. As we all know, the president faced a number of similar allegations, or somewhat similar allegations, during the course of the campaign, and he vigorously denied them. But I wonder what you would assert to be the difference between the two situations, such that on the face of things, we should find one set of allegations very troubling, and on the other, we shouldn't pay attention to them at all, or we should totally disbelieve them?
Well, I think the president has certainly a lot more insight into what he personally did or didn't do, and he spoke out about that directly during the campaign, and I don't have anything further to add beyond that.
Is it also fair to investigate this president and the allegations of sexual misconduct made against him by more than a dozen women?
Look, I think that this was covered pretty extensively during the campaign. We addressed that then. The American people, I think, spoke very loud and clear when they elected this president.
But how is this different?
I think in one case specifically, Senator Franken has admitted wrongdoing and the president hasn't. I think that's a very clear distinction.
The president's tweet this morning underscored his continued silence on Moore. They also reminded us of the many allegations against President Trump himself. Do you remember what the president said back in 2005?
I moved on her, actually. You know, she was down in Palm Beach. I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and she was married.
That's huge news, Sarah.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages, and I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out furniture. I moved on her like a but I couldn't get there, and she was married. Then all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hottest in the purple.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, the Donald has scored.
Whoa.
Oh, my man. Wait, you got to look at me when
just
you get out of your
life. Sets this up.
That is very. Look at you. You are a.
Thumbs up.
Maybe it's a different one.
Better not be the publicist. No, it's her. It's
yeah, that's her with the gold. I've got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the I can do anything.
As we told you last week, Moore was banned from the Gadsden Mall. In fact, the Washington Post interviewed a woman who said Moore approached her at the mall when she was a high school senior. And after she turned him down, Moore called her while she was in school. A few days later, she said she was in trigonometry class at Gadsden High when she was summoned to the principal's office over the intercom in her classroom. She had a phone call. I said, hello. And the male on the other line said, Gina, this is Roy Moore. I was like, what? He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm in trig class. The White House seems to be telling Alabamans to vote for Moore anyway so they can pass tax cuts. Today, White House counselor Kellyanne Conway went on Fox to slam Moore's Democratic opponent, Doug Jones. And while she didn't explicitly say it, she seemed to be urging people to vote for Moore.
So vote Roy Moore?
I'm telling you that we want the votes in the Senate to get this tax bill through.
So according to Kellyanne Conway, there is now a lower bar of entry for the Senate than a mall in Alabama. Hey, creep, we told you, you're not welcome at this mall. Well, then I guess I'll be off to Washington, D.C., where people aren't so picky.
An Alabama reporter dug up this clip of Moore talking about the first time he saw his wife, Kayla.
I was the deputy district attorney many years before we got married. I saw her at a dance recital, and I was standing at the back of the auditorium, and I saw her up front. And I remember her name. It was Kayla Kaiser, okay. K.K., but I remembered that. Never didn't meet her there. Right. I left, and it was, 8 years later or something. I met her, and when she told me her name, I remembered KK.
That's a cute story. I mean, 8 years later, he met her at a Christmas party when she was 23. So if you do the math, let's see, that's 23. That's 23 minus 8. That was carry the 4. Yeah, he's a pedophile.
Is she still a 10?
I'll tell you what. I think she's got, from the midsection to the shoulders.
Go ahead.
She's a 10.
Right, right.
The face is a solid 8.
He's right.
And the legs are maybe a little bit less than that.
All right.
Now let's look back at some of the women who have come forward with allegations against President Trump leading up to the election. We'll start with former Miss Finland, Nini Laaksonen, who told a Finnish newspaper that Trump groped her before an appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman back in 2006. Then there's Jessica Drake. She said Trump invited her to his hotel room and tried to kiss her and her friends without permission. She claims he later offered her $10,000 and a chance to use his private jet if she went to dinner with him. Karen Virginia said Trump walked up, grabbed her arm, and then touched the inside of her breast at the 1998 U.S. Open. Kathy Heller told The Guardian some 20 years ago, Trump grabbed her, tried to kiss her, and grew angry when she twisted away. Summer Zervos claimed Trump groped her in 2007. She brought a defamation suit against him after he called her and other accusers liars. Kristen Anderson described an incident to The Washington Post where a finger slid under her miniskirt, moved up her inner thigh, and touched her vagina through her underwear at a crowded Manhattan night spot in the 90s. She fled the area and turned to take a look at the man who did it. Anderson said she recognized him. It was Donald Trump. Jessica Leeds told the New York Times she was on a plane with Trump in the early 80s when he grabbed her breasts and reached his hand up her skirt. Rachel Crooks told the New York Times she was assaulted by Trump in an elevator in Trump Tower in 2005. Mindy McGillivray told the Palm Beach Post Trump groped her while she was attending a concert at Mar-a-Lago in 2003. Natasha Stoynoff wrote in People magazine that Trump pushed her against a wall and jammed his tongue down her throat at Mar-a-Lago in what is now seeming a busy 2005. Jennifer Murphy, another contestant on The Apprentice, told a fashion magazine Trump kissed her on the lips after a job interview in 2005. Yahoo News reported Cassandra Searles wrote in a Facebook comment that Trump grabbed her butt and invited her to his hotel room. Former Miss Utah Temple Taggart told the New York Times Trump kissed her directly on the lips the first time she met him back in 97. Jill Harth alleged in the New York Times Trump pushed her against a wall, tried to kiss her, put his hands up her skirt, and touched her crotch at a dinner one night. And finally, the multiple reports from beauty pageant contestants in a BuzzFeed article, including teen beauty pageant contestants alleging that Donald Trump had walked in on them while they were changing. So how did the president respond to all of these allegations? He called some of them, quote, vicious claims and totally and absolutely false, at a rally 1 month before the 2016 election.
The president of the United States appeared to endorse an accused child molester to serve in the U.S. Senate.
The president all but endorsed Roy Moore without specifically saying his name, but effectively saying, look, we can't afford to have a Democrat, that ultimately his agenda is more important, that he wants to get tax reform done. I think he is looking at priorities like tax reform and realizing that if a Democrat wins this race, that priority, other legislative priorities could be in real jeopardy. Nicole, you heard me ask him, is an accused child molester better than a Democrat? And he went back to that talking point that the bottom line, Roy Moore has disputed and denies all of these allegations.
Today, the president finally broke his silence, making the case against Moore's opponent, Democrat Doug Jones.
I can tell you one thing for sure. We don't need a liberal person in there, a Democrat. Jones, I've looked at his record. It's terrible on crime.
Soft on crime. That's an interesting phrase for the president to use when you consider just who is on each side of that ledger. Because on one hand, you've got Roy Moore, who was kicked off the Alabama State Supreme Court twice for defying federal law, and who now stands accused of preying on young girls, girls as young as 14 years old, while he was a deputy district attorney, and of using that position in the criminal justice system to silence his victims. On the other hand, there's Doug Jones, a former federal prosecutor who put away the KKK members responsible for the 1963 church bombing that killed four little girls. And he, Doug Jones, that's the one who's soft on crime, according to this president.
Mr. President, is an accused child molester better than a Democrat? Is an accused
Well, he child denies it. Look, he denies it. I mean, if you look at what is really going on, and you look at all the things that have happened over the last 48 hours, he totally denies it. He says it didn't happen. And, you know, you have to listen to him also. You're talking about, he said 40 years ago, this did not happen. So, you know. I'll be letting you know next week, but I can tell you, you don't need somebody who's soft on crime like Jones. I can tell you for a fact, we do not need somebody that's going to be bad on crime, but I can tell you, you don't need somebody who's soft on crime like Jones.
You're siding with an accused child molester over a guy who prosecuted the KKK. You're so soft, you look like a tub of melted Play-Doh.
But I don't know what other word to use other than repulsed, that the head of the Republican Party today essentially threw his weight behind someone accused of stalking and engaging in sexual activity with a 14-year-old. More than a dozen women have accused Donald Trump of sexual misconduct. And if he starts to look as though he's casting judgment on a man accused of sexual misconduct by 9 women, maybe one of those 13 women will tell their stories. And maybe because the Me Too movement is sweeping across the nation, maybe someone will believe them this time.
I think Donald Trump is all about Donald Trump. It's all he cares about is himself. And I think in this instance, I don't think there's a question. I don't think he's weighing the questions of moral consistency or ethical consistency. I think he's thinking about...
He's not worried about tax legislation.
No, I think
the top rate's not on his mind.
No, I think he's... That's the opposite. I think he's very worried about that. I think he's worried about... He wants to win. He wants to get that legislation passed, to not get through a year and have any major legislative accomplishments would be devastating for him. And he's looking at this thing before it seemed to me that he was afraid to go against Roy Moore because he thought he would lose again. Now I think he's looking at the situation and thinks there's a chance Roy Moore can win. And if Roy Moore can win, that is ultimately in his interest, because in his interest, all he wants to cares about is getting a big legislative win. So I don't think he cares about the morality. I don't think he cares about the party. I don't think he cares about intellectual consistency on the question of sexual predation. I think all he cares about is who's likely to win this race and what does that mean for Donald Trump. If Moore can win, I'll be on Moore's side, and that would be good for me because it means a greater likelihood of tax legislation getting passed. That will be a win on the chalkboard for me.
And I think what the president was saying there, and he knows that he denied it and totally denied it, 17 women, and the president denied it. 9 women, Roy Moore denies it.
On Roy Moore's disturbing actions, Ivanka Trump says there's a special place in hell for people who prey on children. And I have no reason to doubt the victim's accounts.
Who is Roy Moore? The New York Times says 4 more women have accused Roy Moore of misconduct. And the New Yorker reports that Moore was banned from the Gadsden Mall. And more than 20 Republicans have called for Roy Moore to step aside.
But if he doesn't, you should vote for him anyway, so we can give corporations a giant tax cut.
Roy Moore, he should step aside.
But if he doesn't, you know, make him a senator, okay?
Paid for by a group of chickens.
Trump sees himself in Roy Moore. He does. And he sees the politics of it, too. The momentum was for Hillary Clinton. All the polls said Hillary Clinton was going to win. And there were all these people in the Trump base standing up saying, fake news, fake news, fake news. He listens to these press conferences. He recognizes the dynamic in Alabama, where he hears Roy Moore's defenders attacking the Washington Post, saying these women have made it all up. He thinks that the women who attacked him had made it all up. I believe he believes that. I'm not crediting it, but it is. He sees this as a microcosm of his victory in 2016, and he says, this guy, everyone said I couldn't win. Everyone says this guy can't win. People said I was a predator. People say he's a predator. Steve Bannon sees the parallel. I'm going to go with the parallel.
Politico is reporting tonight that Donald Trump has privately told senior Republicans and White House aides that he doubted the stories presented by Moore's accusers. White House advisors said the president drew parallels between Moore's predicament and the one he faced just over a year ago when, during the final weeks of the 2016 campaign, Trump confronted a long line of women who accused him of harassment.
Sexual predators of a feather flock together.
And it is now the official position of this White House, even at this very moment, that all 15 of those women, all of them on the record, all who have described their recollections of the president's unwanted physical contact, that every single last one of them are liars. Everyone.
So I think what Trump reminded us today is that there is no bottom. We continue to see that there are no depths to which he won't descend.
Mother, do you think they'll drop? Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls? Mother, should I trust the government? Just a waste of time. Hush now, baby, baby, don't you cry. Mama's gonna make all of your nightmares come true. Mama's gonna put all of her fears into you. Mama's gonna keep you here under her wing. She won't let you fly, but she might let you sing. Mama's gonna keep baby cozy and warm. friends for you. Mama won't let anyone dirty get through. Mama's gonna wait up until you get in. Mama will always find out where you've been. Mama's gonna keep baby healthy and clean. Mother didn't need to be so high.
Thanks to
Amanda Palmer, Sarah Sanders, Seth Myers,
Chris
Hayes, Ari Melba, Nicole Wallace, Lee Kaufman, Beverly Nelson, Mitch McConnell, Stephanie Ruler, Billy Bush, Kellyanne Conway, Stephen Colbert, Roy Moore, Howard Stern, Kristen Welker, Heilman, Lawrence.
You're done.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.